So Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. The weekend is sniffing distance away, MG.
Oh, yeah.
But we welcome in this man, friend of the show and host of the Health Hacker podcast. It's available at podcastoneaustralia.com.au or wherever you get your podcast. Adam Mad Dog McDougall. G'day, Mad Dog.
Happy Friday, boys.
Oh, same to you, my man. Where are you at the moment? I know you're gallivanting all around, not just Australia, but all around the world. Where are you at the moment?
I'm on Gold Coast today, so it's not a bad place to be. Plenty of beautiful people up here, unlike myself, but certainly a people-watching capital of the world.
You got that nude nut covered up?
Oh, mate, I'm not too bad. I'm a bit of a prawn. Body's all right, the head's very bad.
All right. Hey, now you talk about, you say welcome to the weekend for us and for everybody listening, but the fact is some NRL players are already back at it, gentlemen, and this is what I want to get stuck into both of you today. You two have done your fair share of pre-seasons. Mad Dog, let's start with you. Is there a moment over your illustrious career in pre-season that jumps to mind that you think, thank God I don't have to do another one of those right now?
Army camp. So I think the most ridiculous thing that's ever been brought into a game of rugby league. My brother's an officer in the army. He's gone to Afghanistan and fought in real combat. And I tell you what, my respect for these blokes and the blokes in the SAS that we trained with, but where the hell does that apply to rugby league? It's got me baffled. And the best part about it is, boys, you know, you get broken up in the camps and there's the fat group and the skinny group. And, you know, they work all off-season to really sort of, you know, shape their bodies, let's say. And then they go to this army camp where they don't allow you to sleep for nearly 5 days. They don't feed you. They make you get freezing cold. They basically break you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And they've just undone all the 6 weeks of beautiful work you've done, sculpting your body and your physique for the footy season, all done and dusted in about a week. So I remember Denny Badiris, we were told we had to bring a bag, and I'll never forget it. We got off the bus. They didn't tell us where we were going, and we got off the bus, and Denny Badiris had just come back from England, and he actually had a wheelie bag. So when we got off the bus, all that bad, packed and whatnot, the SAS bloke jumped out of the bus and said, okay, boys, you've got to carry your bag with you for the next 5 days.
Oh.
So, you know, next thing you know, here we are. And Denny, poor old Denny Badiris is... poor old Denny Badiris
He's in the background.
Actually, that's Denny.
He's in the background crying as we speak now. And, Denny Badiris, mate, he ended up blowing his back out, requiring surgery and ineffectively at the end of his career. So makes me glad I'm not doing army camps.
Well, off-season training is kind of horses for courses. Like you hear about before my time, which was, you know, I started, 85 I started. So before me, you hear about players doing 15K time for trials and then, you know, doing all these things with their green bags over them so they sweat more. And once I got to grade, we used to start, I was 17 or 18 when I first started playing grade. And I remember we used to meet at Penrith Park. And our trainer, Ronnie Oxley, would say, okay, boys, we're jogging over to Jemison Park and we're going to do some running today. So we'd jog over about a K and then we'd start with 800-metre runs on the clock. Then we'd do 8 400-metre runs on the clock. And then we'd do 12 200-metres on the clock, finish with a 2.5 time trial, 2.5K time trial. Like, that was every Thursday.
Did you ever run that far in a game?
Never, but no. I loved it at the time. Mm. At the time, I loved it. Mm. As you get older, the training aspect of rugby league really gnaws at your psyche.
Mm.
You know, and to me, when I was 32, and I think, can I go through one more pre-season training? No, I can't. Yeah. I can't do it. It's impossible. Once in Perth, we like completely different type of thing. They said, boys, you've got to break into groups of four, give you a Hyundai van to each, stock with different type of stuff. Like, and you've got to have an orientation. You've got to make your way to Margaret River by Monday. And here's the map, and you've got to follow the map. Or like, this is all this different preseason stuff they do. This coach is trying to be different.
Mm.
The final thing we had to do on the trip to Margaret River was to light a candle and go through these caves, which were pitch black.
A candle?
Yeah, a candle. And then pass it to your mate. And I'm claustrophobic. I went, shit, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. So I sat there in the pouring rain while my mates were going through these caves with a single candle going, oh, you know what? I don't care about the rain because they're in there and I'm out here.
All right. Well, that, I mean, it makes me glad that I never actually had to do that because, Mad Dog, did you ever have to do one of those 15K time trials that MG was referring to?
Oh, look, yeah, when you first started out in grade, you had to do everything. And, you know, I'm famous for obviously questioning trainers and coaches. And I remember everyone told me that once Warren Ryan comes to the Knights, that'd be the end of me. I'd have to do, you know, these long road runs and whatnot. And he came up and said to me, he said, look, if you can win these 100-metre sprints, that's 10 in a row, every single one of them, you don't have to do the road run tomorrow. So Matty Johns and all them were pretty filthy about this, so they all tried to trip me over and whatnot. But anyway, I ended up winning these races, so I didn't have to end up doing the road runs. And the next day, I sat in the car with Warren Ryan while he's running a lot. And poor old Owen Craigie, I'll never forget it. Owen Craigie, about 38 degrees, poor old Owen Craigie. He was in the fat group, and he's the only bloke, and he doesn't mind me saying this, that actually got fatter in the fat group. He's famously known for getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, doing his training, which was the fat group penalty group, doing the normal training for another 2 hours afterwards, then somehow on his way home he'd get lost at McDonald's drive-thru and put on about 5 kilos.
Well, see, man, anyway. Dog, you make that deal with your coach. You make that deal with Warren Ryan. Yeah. MG just called Alan Jones and told him he'd been on an accident. It caused an accident on the M4 when he deliberately drove out the back of someone.
Well, that was, yeah. I admit that. Yeah, I do. I've been overt with that.
Yeah.
By saying that on the way to training one day, I knew we were going to do a 13K time trial, and I thought this is my opportunity to get out of it. And I was in a traffic jam on the M4 and went bang, ran up the arse of someone. And you know what? Just as it happened.
Yeah.
So, like someone was right place, right time. We were doing 10Ks an hour, so it wasn't a big prank, but
it was a love tap.
But just as it happened, our trainer drove past. Yeah. He goes, MG, I saw it happen, mate. I told Jones you have me trained. I went, thank you. Thank you.
Well, you don't need the advice to not bump into anybody while you're driving, no matter how fast you're going. But if you're after some decent advice, go and listen to the Health Hacker podcast. It's available at podcast1australia.com.au or wherever you get your podcast. This man is the host, Mad Dog McDougall. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
See you next week, boys. Have a great weekend.
Go on, you hacker.